Okay, man. So yeah, first off, I want to apologize for not doing a live stream because I really wanted to do a live stream tonight, but man, it's just not gonna happen. Today's Thursday. What day is today? Thursday, August 26th. Yeah, it's just not gonna happen today, man. I was on the phone with my dad for about 2 or 3 hours. He was telling me about this girl he was dating. I think she's like 28, 29, single mother, which okay. She ended up just going batshit crazy on him, right? And the thing is, like, if you see her Facebook and Instagram, you would never, it's the same thing. Like a lot of women out there do. They paint this perfect picture on Instagram and Facebook, just the glorious lifestyles, looking off in the distance, drinking or sipping a wine glass, and they're fucking batshit fucking crazy, right? But anyway, that's not why I got on here. Why the original reason why I wanted to make this quick rant is because I stumbled into the Manosphere universe on YouTube, and I found this video that really fucking pissed me off, man. I'm not gonna say who it was or anything, but I long story short, I clicked the not like do not recommend channel in my fucking feed ever again type of thing because this shit is unbelievable. Okay, look. I do not want to sell anybody a 10-step guide to your life will be perfect. All right. I'm not doing, and me and my girl was talking about this earlier today. She was over here, actually right before I talked to my dad. He had called right when she was leaving. And now, man, like YouTube, fucking Instagram, fucking all these fucking places. They're like it's filled with these motherfuckers that try to sell men and women that dream, right? For men, it's the dream of, how do you gain more wealth, gain a better body, gain more wealth, get in shape. What is it? Well, that's really about it. Get more money, get in shape. That'll usually be the core of what's targeted at men. And what's targeted at women is pretty much how to get a better body and how to dress. To get men and all that shit like that. It's the same shit, man. Me and my girl had a long conversation about it. Like, and I had her laughing because I told her how if you let them bitches tell you, they would tell you that they work out for 3 hours every morning and then drink it and then eat just all fresh leafy greens for breakfast. And then they eat a perfect made egg with a perfect cup of coffee. And but it's got to be vegan coffee because regular coffee's toxic, it has toxins in it. They motherfuckers will feed you whatever they think you want to hear, man. And that is the hard part of life. That's the hard part of life. People will feed you whatever they think you want to hear. Now, sometimes it kind of people kind of have to do it, but for whatever reason, I get that. It's the world, customer service comes into play and all that. At some level, people, they have to kind of tell people what they think they want to hear. But when it comes to like the bettering yourself, man, my thing is this, I am never going to say that I can tell you exactly what to do in exactly every situation that will get you exactly the results you want. Because like I said before, in long videos a long time ago, there are so many variables to every interaction with every individual person that there's no way you can fully predict one outcome. And I've always said that. That's why I never sold myself as a dating coach or as a relationship coach. I mean, if you would like to know my advice, I'd tell you what I think, but in no way or form have I ever sold myself as a dating coach or a pickup artist or anything like that, because there's so many other variables that go into it. One, like with just between an interaction, and two, what is that guy or girl really looking for? Because see, here's the thing. When it comes to shit like the pickup artist, the dating coach, blah, 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 like I say a lot of times, man, a lot of guys are only looking for a hooker and a dog. And they don't even know it yet. You see what I'm saying? Like a lot that, but that's what a lot, but they don't even know it. So they think they're looking for a wife, but they come to find out they're really looking for a sex slave. It's there's so many different variables and topics to dive into that in the male brain of where they could be making a mistake or, where they don't even know they're making a mistake. It's just so much that goes in it. That's why I've never sold myself as that, because it's just impossible to like, what will work for me may not work for you, and what may work for you may not work for me. And there's so many variables. Unless I was 100% certain that if I told you XYZ would get XYZ, then I would sell myself as that. But I can't. There's just no way I can do that. Okay. And also, I never, okay, like I said, my goal is I want to tell you the brutal fucking reality, okay? And here's another thing I want to talk about. Everybody is going to have some type of problems, all right? Everybody. It's just to be human, all right? It's just to be human. At some point, you're going to have a problem, whether it's money, whether it's relationships, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, whether it's where you live in. Maybe you live at home with your parents, or maybe you live in a great life, but you just kind of ran out of what to do next in life. Everybody's going to have a problem, man. Everybody out here is looking to fix something, man. That's just life. But the thing is, I think where a lot of people feel alone is that a lot of people in the world don't like to talk about it randomly, which in my opinion, I think is better to talk about, especially if you're in like an airport or something like that with people you'll never see again. This is why I don't understand. See, this was something that personally I picked up on. Whenever I'd be in an airport, man, look, I find a stranger and just unload on them motherfuckers because you never going to see them again. So why are they, you know what I'm saying? If they judge you, okay, what the fuck? They're not even going to remember you 5 minutes later. They trying to get on their flight and get out of there. Or if you at a bus stop, you know, at a, in the States, we call it Greyhound, but like way over here, it's a Regio jet, the bus services that take you through countries. Like, look, man, find a motherfucker on there and just unload your problems and just let go. No, don't worry about being judged, because like I said, you're never going to see that person again, and I've always wondered why more people don't do that. Because that's like the safest shit you can do is go to some places like that. You know what I'm saying? Start up a conversation and then just start telling them, you know, about shit. But yeah, my thing is, I never wanted, I'm gonna say, look, you're gonna have hard points. You're gonna have hard problems, hard points. You're gonna get so lost that you're not gonna know what to do. You're gonna get so lost that you forget how you even got in the situation. All right. This is just what it is to be a man. I am not, again, my goal is not to try to sell you this fucking dream of everything will be fucking perfect as long as you have this pretty attractive woman on your arm. Because, yo, you know how many motherfuckers sell their soul to get a pretty bitch and hold on to that illusion and come to find out like they don't even like that bitch for real? After they done fucked her two or three times, got tired of her pussy, and wondering how to get out of it, trying to figure out. And a lot of times, the dude will just kill her or kill himself and her just to get out of it or do some other wild shit. Like, that's nothing, man. Like with guys, like putting that value into the woman, putting that woman number one, man, and making that whole life goal of fucking getting a woman, like that shit. Woman is never to be placed in number one, man. Woman is never to be in first place, ever. And the thing is, every woman knows it. Woman is never to be leader, unless you're just incapacitated. and she's trying to get you back up to, you know, moving properly, like in the first Last of Us, when Joel was fucked up and Ellie had to go out there and protect and get some shit. That works. But you never put no woman as number one, man. Never, never make her like the number one fucking goal, man. If that's the case, just buy a hooker or something. You know what I'm saying? I'd say you just go buy a fucking hooker. Go to a brothel, go buy a fucking hooker and get it over with. You pay her to feed your fantasy temporarily, then have her get the fuck out when you're done with her. Don't try to live in with that shit. Don't try to go out there and get a hooker and then try to bring the bitch home and try to live with her day in, day out. For fucking days and weeks and months at a time, that's where you fuck up. You bring her in just to feed a fetish and then move the fuck on. But yeah, man, again, as a man, you are going to have hard points. You are going to be broke. You're going to run low on money. You're going to embarrass yourself. You're going to fail. You're going to get rejected. You're going to try and fail. That's just what it is to be man. Okay. That's just what it is. Unless your parents, you're like, even if your parents was like, well, Robert Downey Jr.'s dad was like, was small time, was he wasn't non-famous, but he wasn't famous. But even if your parents was somebody who was even well known, well, as a man, like, you still gonna have a hard time, man, because that's just what it is to be a man. All right. And like I said in the last video about the Chads, like even if you were Chad and Tyrone. That comes with its whole list of issues too, okay? So what I'm trying to say is, like, don't be discouraged by it, but you got to accept it, man. Like, this shit, like nobody, there was a saying that goes, nobody has it all, man. And nobody has it all. Okay. Like I said, like Chad and Tyrone. Yeah. Chad and Tyrone can run through some pussy from time to time, but does Chad and Tyrone know how to actually sit down with a woman? With one way and exist. Same thing with bitches. Do bitches actually know how to, these bitches that look beautiful and blah, 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 perfect tits, perfect ass, toned legs. Yeah, they'll look great. And yeah, guys will come and approach them. But this woman, but the reason why so many guys come and approach her is because she's going through so many men, because what happens is once guys get her and they sit her down and see what she's actually like, the guys fucking get up and leave her, right? Because she ain't worth shit. She's like a Mia Khalifa. She's a beat broken down Ferrari. Yeah, the body is still a Ferrari, but the tires are flat. It don't start when you want to go to the store. So you can sit in a Ferrari and get that experience, but it ain't gonna do nothing. It ain't gonna go nowhere. It's not functional. So yeah, man. Like we just dealing with this, the manosphere thing, man. Like a lot of it is just like is putting value. It's almost like it's just putting a lot more value in a woman just because she's beautiful. Okay. And I try to make this clear too, because I talk about it with my girl all the time. Like, if a woman has a good fucking attitude about whatever she is, if she's fat, if she's a prostitute, whatever the fuck, but if she owns herself and then moves past it and doesn't try to act like fucking royalty, then fucking hang out with her. I don't got a problem with that bitch. Fucking come, yeah, she's cool. When I got a problem with women is when they try to act like there's some royalty with some shit. See, that's when I'm like, okay, you dumb fucking bitch. Like, what the fuck are you doing? That's when I'm on that mode, man. But if a woman is fat, whatever the fuck, and she owns it and she's comfortable in it and she's not trying to act like she's some royalty, then yeah, she's cool as fuck. I don't got a problem with that. And then another thing I think that gets confused in the manosphere is almost this subliminal thing. Well, two things. One, it's almost a subliminal message that you should like a certain kind of woman because I like her. You see, my goal from the start was never to do that. My goal was to help men and evening the odds with the women in their life and what they're actually going after. What you're dealing with. Like, for example, if you walking down in the center of the city and all the bouncers know your girl that you walking down with by first name, that's not a good start, Bree. It's not a good start. If all the bouncers and motherfuckers hang outside of clubs know your girlfriend by first name, that's a headache waiting to happen. that was my goal. My goal was not to say like, okay, like, well, I like pale, personally, I like pale bitches. I like pale white women. That's my pale, not fat, but like chubby, like thick to chubby white women. That's what I've always liked. So I'm not going to like look down on you because you may like, you know, skinny black bitches or fat black bitches or tall Spanish bitches, like whatever the fuck you like. My thing is to coach through a general situation of what will happen. That's what I always wanted to do. But yeah, because I was watching this manosphere. I got into this manosphere shit. And this one dude was like just like making fun of this other guy in the manosphere. I'm like, what the fuck is this dude doing, man? Like, are motherfuckers so desperate for clicks and views that they'll start just making fun of anybody just to, you know what I'm saying? Or paying somebody like way too much fucking attention. Like he had like cross-referenced like videos, cross-referenced to shit. Like, and the dude he was talking about made like hundreds of videos. This motherfucker like legit sat down and cross-referenced. Like, he had to go through about 70 videos to come up with the video with the video clip I seen. Like, yo, man, if anything, that sounds like you got a crush on him. Like, you going through his videos like that, and then just to make fun of him. It's not to actually learn something from him, but to make fun of him. That's next level fucking, that's next level shit. Cause I'm not watching anybody's shit. I'm not intentionally going out watching people's shit on an average day. You know, other than the racing videos. What I got up now? I got Patrice O'Neal. Cause I was watching Patrice. I was listening to Patrice O'Neal, but fucking Spider-Man, Japanese curry. Cause me and my girl been cooking shit, cooking new dishes in the kitchen, experimenting. G-Shock Watch. I don't even know why G-Shock Watch. I'm on my iPad now. I don't even know why G-Shock Watches came up. Gran Turismo, because I play Gran Turismo, Madden, just some Japanese games. But yeah, man. That shit is deep. But anyway, yeah, again, I wanted to make a live stream tonight and didn't make it. So, like, I was on the phone talking with my dad for 2 hours about that girl he was with and just fucking, yeah. That was ridiculous. But anyway, I'm out of here, man. There's a great chance I'm going to do a live stream at least for an hour tomorrow night. But yeah, I'm out of here, man. Have a good night. Bye.